Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta go, guys. I have a radio show to do. But as I'll be back in 2 hours. Okay? If you want to get a reading then, please do so. You can laugh all you want to. I'm not joking. I'm playing my lead to my radio show. Be live. Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How you guys doing? One thing I forgot to do is pull up the freaking chat room, so give me a minute on that whole thing too as well. But hey, if you want to get a private reading with me, please do so. We got information on that too and how you can actually get a private reading. And let's see. Okay. I was sitting looking at some situations and started realizing that if you want to call in and get a reading tonight on the show, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. I'd be glad to sit down and answer your questions for you. And on this show, we do something different than most shows out there do. It's called full readings. When you call in, you have a chance to just T.I.D.O. answering a couple questions. T.I.D.O. sitting down and actually doing what we got to do, okay? So we're going to sit there and focus on you completely and to make sure that everything's going good, okay? So if you're sitting there going, wow, okay, I need some questions answered, then don't hesitate to call in. 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading with me, please do so. I love to sit down and work with people in sessions because there's just a lot of things you can't do on the show because of privacy and that kind of thing. There's certain things you just don't want to talk about. All right? It's okay. So let's look at the situation, take care of our situation really quick. All right? So, trying to get the chat room to pull up. Sometimes that gets a little difficult too as well. But we got some callers in the queue, so just please be patient. We will get to you. That's one of those things we're trying to actually help people out completely, not just a couple questions and send them down the road. I don't think that's really one of those things we should do. We should actually sit there and we're going to help somebody. Get it completely out there. Do what we got to do. I'm sitting here trying to do the chat room. Okay, if you guys want to get a private reading with me, then give me a call at 719-344-8699 or call me on my cell phone at 740-500-8366. I had to think about that for a minute. Or you can contact me through my website. Oh, I actually copied the wrong thing. How did I do that? All right. Contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Just go to the queue and take some calls. All right, just go to area code 321. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. Sometimes I get really ticked off. How about you?
I'm good.
Just saying, we look at the situation and go, okay, wow, it's kind of crazy in some situations. But, you know, I think sometimes we have to sit here and tell people, if you're not happy and you're angry about something, it's like any of emotions. If you suppress them, they will come back to haunt you. I'm not guaranteeing you go off and yell at somebody. I'm just saying, sometimes people have to deal with the consequences of their actions, too. If they put you in positions and say, okay, you know, they want to sit there and make you angry, and then you get angry, and they go, okay, what did you do that for? It's the idea of putting in their faces and saying, well, that's what you wanted, and you got it. Try to be as calm as possible, okay?
Definitely.
I'm trying to figure out something. All right, Shuley. So what's how can we help you today? I've talked to you before, right?
Yes, you have.
Okay, so how can we help you today?
I was just wondering if you have any messages for me.
Any messages for you? Besides the idea, the first thing I came across was the idea of listening to oneself?
Yes, specifically about spirit guides and also finance.
It's crazy. Hold up. Okay, say it one more time.
About finance.
Okay, the thing that came across the most was before. You know, I started talking about listening to oneself. It's the idea of listening to you, not what the world tells you. What that means is we all have a tendency to put ourselves into situations and go, okay, you know something, I got to do this, and this, in order to do all these other things with the idea of responsibility. When it talks about the idea of listening to your angels and guides, which has a tendency to contradict what the world says, but it also has a more positive outcome. Did you have a business with your son?
Repeat that again.
Was you the one that had the business with your son?
No.
Okay. Just trying to put things in perspective, because there were so many people call that one night. It was just like, okay. The impression I keep getting, the message keeps coming across, finances are going to get better. I actually see some changes really happening here in the next two weeks. How do you feel about yourself?
I feel good.
How would you describe your finances right now?
Disastrous.
And what do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just like take a step back, okay? Look at the situations. I always tell people, look at the things in life itself, the idea of manifestation, and that will help you understand that everything is in your life and the way things are, it's realistically, it's a manifestation of how you feel about yourself. Perceptions. Got to keep myself busy. Got to keep doing these things. The fear of actually being loved, being cared for, and that kind of stuff is the ideal of things you need to do for yourself. I just feel like things are going to get better because it seems like you have a lot of difference. How we put this is the ideal. You changed a lot. You know, the ideal, your perceptions of a lot of things. It's almost like you just got to give it more time in the process of changing your perception to let these things actually play out. The time frame is a little bit off than what you would hope for. I get the impression by the end of October you should be definitely in a different position financially where you'll feel happy about what's going on.
What month?
Okay. Which part of the year?
December.
It says by the end of this month you should definitely see a difference in your finances where things will be great. You'll be happy.
Wow.
It's like one of the things. It's like, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Yes.
It's okay. The thing I got the most when it talks about you need to listen to yourself is the idea of what you really want to do. When you sit there and start embracing that and say, you know something? I'm not happy doing what I want to do. I get a chance to help people in some sense, Lord, but on the other hand, the other aspect of the thing I'm not too happy with, to realize that you can actually be in a career where you're happy with every aspect of it, not just a little bit. I was getting a very strong impression with you that, in some sense, your impressions or your perception is changing to realizing that. Okay?
Yes.
So,
yep.
Just take a deep breath and go, okay, I just keep getting the impression that the answers are being basically given to you all the time. It's just the idea of taking them for what they are. Sometimes we have a tendency to do the one thing we have to do. We put it out there to the universe. So, okay, this is what I want. But then when it starts playing itself out, not quite the way we had seen it, we think something's wrong, not realizing there's nothing wrong. It's just that we need to lighten our expectations on how we see it coming out and realize the universe, God, angels, have seen a better way about it. So therefore, you can obtain your outcome. That's what we call listening to your guides and angels. You know, people talk about a lot of things, but they have to take it one step further and live it. It's like I get the impression you're closer than you think. Okay?
Repeat that again, please.
You are closer to your outcome of what you want. You're a lot closer than you think.
Wow. Definitely. Because I've been doing a lot of releasing of trapped emotions, a lot of healing on myself, releasing of trapped emotions and everything. And it just seems like the more I do, and it's just now becoming impatient as far as change coming, you know, because I've been doing the work. Like other people, I'm not just sitting around and saying, I wonder what is wrong. No, I'm doing everything I can. I'm releasing this, I'm releasing that, I'm releasing that. I'm moving here, I'm moving there. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm doing meditation, I'm doing mantra, I'm doing everything. Making sure that I am doing whatever it takes in order for change to come. So that's why. So, yeah, definitely. I've been definitely changing my mindset as far as finances. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like you say, I have a problem as far as dealing with people with higher finances, you know. I'm really studying more, you know, just everything that I knew that I could do to bring it forth instead of just questioning why things not working out. Well, no, I'm going out there making sure they're working out.
Well, just keep moving forward. Keep doing it. Okay?
Yes, definitely. What do you see as far as my spirit guide?
What do I see guarding your what?
Spirit guide.
What do you want to know about your spirit guide? You want to know what his name is or just the idea of the situation?
Name, yeah. Anyone. And also totem.
I get the impression with a lot of things you're going through right now, Archangel Raphael is with you. Sorry, focusing on this thing. I keep getting camel, Cami. I can't. It's almost like, I want to sit there and say Camuel. It's kind of a crazy name I've never heard before, but that's why I keep getting with your spirit guide. Also, I get the impression you should focus on your left side. I get family on right, guys on left.
Who? Camuel?
I said, no, listen to me. Camuel. That's why I keep picking up with the spirit guide. I got Archangel Raphael with you. I get that guidance is on your left side, and your family, as in past relatives and that kind of stuff, on your right.
Okay.
This will give you an indication in the process that you should really focus on meditation, that when you start getting guidance or you hear things that's being communicated to you, to focus on the direction where it comes from so you know who it is. Meditation would really help you connect with your guide. This is, but you have more than just one. You actually have many. You have five. But it seemed like the one you're working with right now in the process of your finances is the one I just gave you. And that's one you should focus more on in meditation until you get past this point. Because it seems like that's where your focus is at, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. Definitely.
If you need more help.
What about the spiritual animal?
What's that? One more time. I didn't hear the last part. Go ahead.
Spiritual animal, totem.
with you, I guess, Fox. Not quite tapping into your cleverness as much as you should. Cleverness and creativity.
Okay.
I'm just saying, get you some reads. Go on the internet or wherever. Get you on the animal totems and go to Fox. I feel like Fox is really more of a... Actually, will sit there and help you understand your personality more about yourself, okay?
Definitely.
I mean, I will sit there and go as much as I can, but that's the first thing that I picked up on was cleverness, almost like a cunning kind of thing. But, you know, the idea of tapping into those two qualities is the idea will help you out with turning your finances around even quicker, okay?
Okay.
You okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. A lot of preoccupied, too much thinking. You're really, you know, you're like, you got this thing centered, but you're, the one thing I would recommend the most is the idea of be where you're at. And try to cancel out the worrying. The worrying is just, it's a contradiction. It works against you. In the process, you're focusing on positive things. At the same time, you're still worrying. When you worry, you know, all you're doing is letting the lack of faith, of energy to come in, which cancels out the good stuff that you're doing, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. If you need any more help, just be, you know, don't hesitate to call back, okay?
Definitely.
Alrighty, you have a good night, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And like we said before at the beginning of the show, if you guys all want to sit down and do a private reading with me in a private session, give you information out, is the ideal, call me at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, which you get all the information on there in case we kind of mess up on a couple of numbers here and there. It's the idea of www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Be glad to stand with each and every one of you guys and talk about whatever goes on, okay? So keep it in mind, we're having an October special right now where you can actually get four. That's right, guys. Block of four, 45-minute sessions for only $100. And now, on the average, it usually goes for $45 for 45 minutes. But this month, we're going to have something really good going on where you can actually get that 45-minute session for only $40. So if you look at the idea of getting four of those sessions, which even at $40, it's still $160, but you're going to get it for only $100 just for listening to this show. So therefore, that's fantastic, right? So give us a call at 719-344-8699 or call us at 740-500-8863 or the website. Go to the website. Go to www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, guys. Okay, let's go on to our next caller and say, what is up? All right.
Hello.
Let's go to Erica. Hello.
Hello, I'm Lindsay. How are you? From Ohio. Could you hear
me? I know you are.
Are you tapping into me?
Hold on. Okay,
I'm sorry, let me get the dog.
What?
That was my dog. Sorry.
Okay. What's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay?
Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, like Lindsay,
okay.
Buckingham.
Lindsay Buckingham. Sounds familiar.
Or Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Buckingham. Or Lindsay Wagner. Didn't they used to hang out together at the bar down there on the street?
No, Lindsay Buckingham's from Fleetwood Mac.
I just love people how they explain themselves. Like, you gotta catch the freaking. It's like,
oh, that's who I was named after, the Bionic Woman, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's my question? Can I get like a general reading, or how about my love life? I just met a guy I've been talking to. His name's Tim. He makes me laugh all the time, but I haven't met him yet.
Oh, yeah? Let's see. No, when you come on the show, you can do anything you want. It's like just ask the questions and stuff. We don't do general readings. General readings give us general answers.
Oh, right, yeah, right, exactly.
I'm not out to give people general answers. It's not generic.
Right.
You know, people
exactly.
Look at the situation and go, okay, because I've sat there and listened to the shows, and I've had people come on the show and say, what you should do is you should give them a couple questions and then send them down the road. And it's like, yeah, but all you're doing that for is so you can get on quicker.
Right, exactly.
So all you're doing is thinking about yourself, so I don't want to hear it. It's like, you don't like the show and you don't like what's going on, then go somewhere else.
That's right, exactly.
It's like, do we need you? No, we just like to have you come here. You know, if you're looking for help and that kind of stuff. No, seriously, I was down here. I went down to the shop down here, and she goes, oh, so you need a place to work? I said, no. I was just looking for a place to work. I like doing this kind of work, so therefore I was looking at your site. She goes, well, we don't have a lot of business here. I said, yeah, but if you let me come and work in your store, you will.
Exactly.
And she was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, what is it with the psychic community anymore?
Yeah,
it's
really.
Irritating.
Yeah.
You guys are supposed to be spiritual. You're supposed to be telling people how you can manifest your lives, how things are going to get better and better for you. I'm just saying, at the moment, all they're doing is focusing their own insecurities and wondering how come they're not being successful, because people are looking at them going, well, you know, basically your life doesn't reflect what you're telling everybody else in the first place.
Right. They need to be more positive. Well, I think there's a select few, you know. Are in it for the help to help people. I'm a massage therapist, but I'm studying my gift. I'm trying to empower myself.
What is your
gift?
Is it wrapping presents? And
yeah,
like
I wrap presents and put big bows on them.
You're around the Cincinnati area.
Yeah, I'm in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but you're in the suburbs.
I'm kind of.
Okay, which is it? You know, don't try to confuse a psychic here.
4 5.
Where do you live?
I live close to the highway. Two different ones. So I live close to, like 20 minutes outside of Cincinnati.
Okay, I originally asked the question because I used to work for a carnival down there called Triple Treat Shows.
Okay, I live.
Never heard of
it? Drake Hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it's at, but okay.
Okay.
So I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know something, I can tell you how to get to the place we used to work at the shop that we used to work at with the carnival and stuff, but I said, I could take you there, but I really couldn't tell you how to get there.
Is it Hamilton County Fairgrounds?
Yes.
I live down the street from there.
Because I actually went down, we used to do the fair. What's it called? The Burton?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of the freaking thing. We went down there because I remember coming in there in Hamilton. Because when we get there, we usually come in the middle of the night, and we've actually done an overnighter where we've come from that place.
Paddock Road exit.
Is it the Warren County? No, what is that called?
It's called Hamilton County.
I know, it's Hamilton County, and they store the rides down at the freaking... store their rides at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we also do the fair in there, too, when we come in there to do that fair.
Oh, that's a big fair. Yeah, well, then you're in the wrong spot, then. But, I mean, I think you did maybe a smaller one. Did you do maybe both?
They did the big one.
Okay. So, that's out.
But you got the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. If you go down the fair, if you go right where the fairgrounds are, there's also, if you go past the fairgrounds, there's also a bar down the corner.
Yes. So
yeah, that's what's
different. Mm-hmm. What is your name?
What is my name?
Well, I've probably met you before.
You sound familiar, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Donnie.
Donnie? I'm Lindsay. I'm a massage therapist. I've been...
So with the situation and everything going on now and where you're at, so you be specific about your questions. The more specific you are, the more detail. Because I tell people flat out, how do you like your business? You're getting really irritated.
No, like for massage?
I'm just saying you're irritated.
No, I'm not irritated. I'm just like trying to think, like I'm trying to think of what you're talking about, like on what other fairgrounds is what I'm trying to think of.
You got one fairground with all the gates right there.
Right.
And then you got the big buildings over there and the grandstand.
Right.
The grandstand used to drive me crazy because I remember doing that fair, because when they're doing the tractor pull, it echoes through the whole freaking fairground.
It's a demolition derby.
Right. And then we went down to the other, and then you go across, there's like all these entrances going into the fairground.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down the one main stretch, after you go, like you say, you drive down to the bar, you make
that's
a right.
That's Vine Street. Uh-huh.
Right. If you go down that way, there's also a lot, I think there's like a couple laundry mats. There's a freaking convenience store, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to walk down there and do my laundry.
Really? That's cool. Yeah. And there's a Frisch's and a BP. Yeah, you're the right track. You know exactly where I'm at. Actually, you say when right past the bar, if you would take a left and go down the street, that's where I live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
I know it's been a while since I've been there, but no. Anyway. Okay, so your name is, again?
Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay, who used to be married to Steve Austin. Anyway. Let's see. When's your birthday?
August 16th, 77.
August?
16th.
Did you say 16th or 17th?
16th, 77.
Okay, so it's August 16th, 1977. August
16th.
You're Leo.
I was born at 5:51 p.m. I was born the day Elvis died.
That's great. That depends where you look at it.
Yeah.
No, I have a tendency to focus on people and the ideals. I do astrology differently. I don't sit there go by charts. I go by what I think from you.
Oh, okay.
So I look at you as a Leo, but you also have a lot of freaking influences from Gemini with the twins and going back and forth and that kind of stuff of being kind of like fickle with your career.
Yeah.
It's like looking at your career and saying, I like what I do, but at the same time you're looking for something else.
Right, because I'm trying to empower my gift. I got some psychic ability and like more, I don't know, I've been called clairvoyant, but I need to meditate more is what it is.
Visions?
I have dreams and I communicate, well, I sense ones that have passed on quite a bit.
You sense the ones that passed on? Yeah, the one question I get sick of hearing all the time is people saying, do you see dead people?
No.
And I'm like, I haven't been to your family reunion.
I can hear them and I can feel them.
Well, see, the reason I get irritated with the question is because I don't see dead people. I see spirits who have passed.
Right.
There's
a
difference. I don't go hang out at graveyards. And there are certain indications of certain things that go in graveyards. As which you could classify me talking to the dead. I don't do that. I don't even, and I don't really contact anybody. They always contact me if they have messages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of looking at,
I get a lot of family members, and then the hospitals behind me, I've had quite a few that came in, and I'm like, okay, this isn't a party, you guys got to go, so I got to get my family members kind of like to usher them out. And then my best friend has just passed the end of March, and she's been, like, kind of chilled out the activity in the household.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I guess to help me focus more on trying to get my meditation back and all that kind of stuff, to center myself better, to empower me, like, to grow stronger and more powerful. Well, you know what I'm saying. Because I mean,
no,
I was with a guy that didn't believe in all that kind of stuff, and I just, like, put my tarot cards away.
Let me ask you a question. What was you with him for? Have you ever figured that out yet?
No. I mean, I guess he was just...
Okay, go ahead.
I think he might have been just a lesson to learn in life, I guess.
Okay, well, so I was going back before what I was saying before. I've done a couple of shows recently. We were talking about the idea that your relationships are doing in your life right now, or whenever, are actually physical manifestations of how you feel about yourself.
Mm. Well, in the beginning, I was like his queen, he was my king, and then I lost family members back to back, and his family just influenced a lot of stuff, and we weren't getting along, and, you know, I mean, he was married and divorced three times by the time he was 28, so.
That's true, but we don't use those, but those don't determine what we're looking at the time we actually meet them.
Right. I mean,
those are experiences he's gone through.
Right, exactly. So I don't know. I fell for him, and it wasn't my type of guy I would fall for too. He's shorter than me, and I don't know. He treated me really good.
You have a bald spot because I can see it from this angle. So I've never seen
it. Well,
I'm just saying. You look at how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the situation of a picture I see of you, that you have a tendency to walk with a little slouch because you don't like towering over people.
No, actually, I used to. I don't do that anymore. I like to wear my 5-inch heels and stuff now.
Holy mackerel.
Yes. So I like a tall man. So I can wear those.
For you. This is me. 5'10". I'm sorry. Holy mackerel. Anyway, here's an indication for you. Just it's a hypothetical thing. Well, that's not really hypothetical. It's actually a person I know. And I was just sitting there saying, okay, I picked the idea because you said you have sort of, how'd you put that? You said I have kind of psychic abilities. I'm like, my guidance came in really quickly. And it said, no, she's underestimating herself because of the lack of a worth that she has for herself.
Well, I mean, I do love myself. I think I doubt myself sometimes. That's what it is.
No, we just said that.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
true.
Of the lack of faith in yourself, you have a tendency to, you know, you see things, you feel things, you know things, and you have a tendency to denounce them because there's like this boyfriend you're talking about is one of those things you need to, well, ex-boyfriend, I'm sorry. That you need to definitely get rid of the residue that came with that because
that's the one that drew me down. Yeah, he took a lot of verbal and emotional abuse from them.
Why?
So, he had me brainwashed. I was stupid.
But just look at the situation. Let's forget the whole thing.
I do. I mean, we're still friends, but we don't hang out.
Well, the one thing I hear the most is everybody wants to do this external shit.
Right, and I have to do internal.
And he did that. But you have to take a step back and look at yourself and go, okay, in the process of doubting yourself, you're looking for information to give yourself more self-worth. And you're looking for it externally. That's what we call brainwashing, because you're allowing that to be a part of it to justify who you are. Which means the lack of
Go ahead. I feel like I lost myself when I was with him.
That's
why I knew who I was. Well,
it's like taking little bits and pieces and replacing them with his thinking.
Right.
But you still. Yeah. But anyway, you look at the situations. The only person you can really blame
is myself
on the decisions. The decisions you made at the time, and say, okay. But like I tell everybody else, it's not the ideal of going, okay, it sucks. Oh, forget the suck word, okay? Just look at the situation and go, hey, all we're trying to do is get you to, you're looking for a point to start, and we just gave you one.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the situation. What I was going to do is ask you a question about a certain person, and I want you to tell me your impressions about that person.
Okay.
It's a way of actually tuning into yourself. Because see, in the process of actually doing psychic work, you're tapping into you, and you're listening to yourself. You open your heart to hear your guides and angels, and you change the perception. At that moment, you're listening to yourself more than you ever have.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I mean, I have my subconscious. And I think that's what the twin thing you were talking about, because sometimes I have like the, you know what I'm saying, it's back and forth, kind of like, okay,
A twin flame connection is to realize that what you're doing is you're connecting with the other part of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And coming together as one.
Yeah,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel it getting stronger. I just need to meditate more and look more within. And let other past things go. And
it's a realization, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you already have strength that you've ever wanted. It's not the idea of getting stronger. It's the idea of letting down the resistance and realizing that the strength that you have.
Okay, yeah. Plus, I need to smudge myself in my house and get all the...
You need to smudge your house.
Yeah,
right.
Get rid of the negative. Right. Well, from, like, I'm being here all this time, you know, we lived together 8 years almost, so...
Mm-hmm.
So... But I'm finally now just putting up pictures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Making it homey, you know, that kind of thing.
I hear you.
So, I think that
helps. Well, it's definitely got to keep constantly reflecting who you are more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea of realizing that next time you get into a relationship, understand one thing about the situation is the more you focus on yourself,
mm-hmm.
the more strength you get in yourself, the more you focus on the individuality, actually, when next time you get into a relationship, you'll see that it actually strengthens whatever you're in to the point where the more you understand who you are, the more you understand who you're with.
Okay.
More than anything you ever have.
Right.
The idea of expression. Because it can drive you crazy. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes, it can.
Yeah, but you got to look at it like this. That's how you understand anybody or anyone, is to understand oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I love this girl? Why do I like this person, this guy, whatever?
Right.
It's the ideal. Well, okay. Well, how do you understand it? You take it like this.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what was wrong with it. I was trying to talk to a guy recently, and he was just so cocky, and I don't know. He just played the game, and I fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I let him go. I let him go. So that helped. It's helping me move on,
mm-hmm.
see what I really want. And
almost to the point. Okay. Hmm. No, it's like, you know, okay, that's great. It's just the idea that we can't emphasize so much on things that have happened that we know we shouldn't have done, or even the idea of the negativity, to realize that we've gotten past that point, so somewhere along the line we've changed in a more positive direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's where I'm at now. Yeah, that's what I'm working on. And, you know, I don't know, I just felt like I lost myself and I was trying to find myself, and I just was having a lot of, because I'm in my transition. You already know that. So it's, you know, I've been through everything. I mean, that you can think of. New roommate, lost my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I had to buy a new car. Quit a job. My
I
job.
I love when people say that. I had to buy a new car. When you really wanted to.
Well, yes, it was 10 years old. Come on now. and it kept breaking down, so, you know. I sold it to my girlfriend. She gave me a good price. So, but I deserved it. So, but, and I was thinking about another career. Hello? Are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay. Jesus, I'm sorry. The other line clicked. Jeez. Okay. I hope you can't hear that. But because I need a second job because of my finances. But I did call one of my guy friends that I used to massage, and I think he's going to help me, let me earn some extra money cleaning his house and massage it all and stuff like that. Or should I look elsewhere? Because I just don't want to settle for some crappy job that I won't be happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me nervous because of my finances right now. Because I'm not as busy as I used to be. I mean, it's starting to pick up for the holidays and stuff, but it hasn't hit it yet, you know.
It's kind of interesting in itself, isn't it? It's just one of those things of clearing up the clutter.
So what'd you say?
No, I said it's a thing of clearing up the clutter.
Right.
What no longer contributes to your happiness needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever makes you feel aggravated or irritated or any kind of negative emotion needs to be cleared out.
Right. That's why I've been, like, trying to make my home like it should be, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, it makes me feel better about, the, you know, being here and, you know, this and that.
Interesting. I guess. I was kind of go over my head going, okay, it's great. Just keep doing that. But try to keep focusing on the ideal, nothing else.
So just do massage?
Well, that's, when I look at the situation massage, it's just the idea of looking at it in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it more exciting or just
energy
more enjoyable
and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking about building on both sides, and I need to concentrate on one or the other. But energy work kind of goes with both anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to ask you a situation. Do me a favor. Mess. There's a person I know named April.
April.
If you want, I can tell you. Well, anyway, what are your impressions about this person?
April. Who? Me?
No. I was tapping into your abilities. You're sitting here talking about your abilities. I'm trying to point them out to you how they're not just kind of.
Oh, okay.
They're intense.
Maybe that's what it is.
And usually when I ask questions, people start tapping into things, which shows a natural ability. So I'll say, okay. So I gave you a name.
April.
And I was just looking for your insights of impressions you get.
I don't know anything that's new, anybody named April.
But I do. That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if something comes to you.
Hold on.
Impressions, feelings.
Feelings? Okay.
Yeah, like gut feeling, impressions. Sometimes people hear things that they're not really aware of until someone says.
A name.
And then all of a sudden you start tapping into information.
That's what I'm trying to build on. That's what it is.
I
don't concentrate as much as I should.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I could ask you more direct questions.
Okay.
What should I... Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
Should I leave this person completely alone?
No. I don't think so. I think... Oh... April. It's like your best friend, or you're with her. Is it girlfriend? It could be both. Or it could be your sister. Or you maybe. Let's see. Hold on. The childhood friend you grew up with. Did you guys date? Can I ask that? Am I coming up with anything? I'm trying to.
No.
No.
I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and she was saying, she goes, don't get back with April. And I'm like, okay, that came out of nowhere. And she goes, yeah. She goes, the girl's going to come back, and she wants to get back with you, but don't get back with her. And I was like, okay, no problem, I think.
Well, it might
what?
Be. Well, I was right. You guys were friends first before you guys started dating. Did you guys grow up together? High school.
Mm-hmm.
See? I think you guys would be more like friends more than anything, is what I see it, because I think that you're over it pretty much, unless you just want to do the friend thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she want to do the friend thing, and I don't do the friend thing.
Mm-hmm. So you've moved on from it then?
Well, I was there talking to her, and...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's her way of trying to start things back up with you.
Yeah, but it doesn't work because it's bullshit.
Yeah, she hurt you. She cheated on you, didn't she? Mm-hmm. Wow. You took her back a couple times, haven't you? Same. That's weird. Okay. When you were touring around off for work and stuff, you know. Did you guys live together?
Yeah, we were together for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we actually lived together for a while.
Yeah. She cheated on you while you were gone. I think it was probably, I think, a friend of yours, actually. Or a mutual friend. I like see it like a B or a D, like name. Bobby or David?
I don't know. Sometimes it's something that I don't want to know.
Okay. Well, then, okay. I thought maybe you knew. Do you have a mutual friend named David or Bobby? From high school?
No.
Okay. Is she into girls, too?
Okay, let's stop this conversation.
I was just asking.
I don't know what she's into. Personally, I think it's one of those confusing kind of things where it's like, okay, what's up with you? You're playing games.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're even doing. It's like, having
she likes
a situation
to
where...
you in and get you and then hurt your feelings and again and... Because she hurt you.
She had her getting hurt, period.
I wouldn't if, like, my ex tried to call me for a friend thing, too. And I was like, I'll call you back later. And I never did. But
well, that was mean. Kind of, sort of. I mean,
sorta.
You consider look at the situation where it comes from, that kind of thing.
Are you trying to help me here? Let me relax.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
I'm thinking. What? Do you know any of my spirit guides or archangels
sure,
that are around me?
I'd love to call.
Huh? What did you say?
No, it's one of those situations where you look at something going, okay, this is kind of fun. I just got a freaking headache, that's all.
Oh, you do? That sucks. You're concentrating too much. Ooh, that was weird. There's something in my room with me. Somebody. I'm trying to open up to you. Are you feeling me? I'm trying to let my guards down because I keep them up pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hmm.
Getting in my head, or I feel like a draw in my head. Like,
come on in.
Come on.
I just get the impression you should be focusing on yourself in a lot more detailed and depth than you are. That doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing. I'm just saying it's the idea that when the indication of having abilities has crossed your mind, it's the ideal to go there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been studying a lot, like online, like just looking at different things and how to empower myself.
It's the idea of going within yourself, not the books. The books are like blueprints.
Well, I think, like, I had a past life regression thing done, like I called in somewhere and they were telling me about my past love lives, and I've been hurt quite a bit because I've never had a true love. I mean, well, I mean, I got hurt the past 3 times because either they cheated on me, one did, one died, one became a monk or something like that. So I kind of, that's why I put a wall up, I guess, for my relationships to let somebody totally in. I'm trying to work on that too. Are you still doing my astrology?
No.
Reading cards.
Mm-hmm. With you would be the Hippopotamus card, which is actually the spiritual card.
Are you reading the angel ones?
Actually, you know, that's the Hippopotamus card. It's actually an actual deck.
Oh, it is? What is it? I'm sorry. What did you say?
That's okay.
No, I didn't hear you.
It's a fan of the guard, and everything goes wrong with it. Whew, I got a headache. Ugh, that means.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you one. Does that mean that do I need an energy cleansing? Would that help?
When you said yes.
Big time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? All right.
Okay.
No, I get the impression with the cleansing, yes. It's like auras and chakras and just a lot of things that are actually... I mean, if you look at the situation of the cleansings, it's the idea of getting rid of there's still residue from previous people, situations, that kind of stuff. They're still hanging with you from time to time.
Right. That's why I want to do it really good. What do you recommend more, like an energy cleansing from a shaman or smudge? I mean, I just got kosher salt because they said that means it was blessed. That would be better than Epsom salt, but it, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a good book out there too by Doreen Virtue called Chakra Theory, and it's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I've been online. I haven't done the chakra meditation, but it's like my root, my heart, my intuition and my sexual thing is open, but the other ones are closed. My intuition and my heart and my sexual part is open. I guess that's all I'm thinking
okay.
about.
It's
huh?
Your root chakra and your sacral chakra, which is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, sacral, yes.
Yeah. It's your sacral chakra.
My
and you got your root chakra. Listen, your root chakra is at the base of your spine. Your sacral chakra is around your ovaries. Your solar plexus is around your belly button. Your heart chakra is, well, it's kind of self-explanatory
mm-hmm.
around your heart.
Then your throat.
And your throat chakra is right at the back where your collarbones meet, that little hole.
Right.
In there. And then
yeah.
you have your third eye chakra, which is right there between your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Eyebrows.
And then my crown.
And you have your crown chakra, which is the one that you have to think about, too, as well, because of the situation.
Right. Well, my crown, I'm having problems with my crown, my throat, and my root. So I need to be grounded. But I feel like I'm grounded, but I need to get rid of, I guess, the past. That's kind of, I think that's what's weighing me down. And I was thinking about getting some crystals, and I was going to do the heart. And
there's actually, you can go, if you can find a good metaphysical store, which I think there is a couple in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that one closed over in, off of Ludlow, the north side. But I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Crazy Lady Bookstore. Yeah, it closed.
Yeah, because they actually have a thing. Maybe you can go on the internet and get them, too. But they also have chakra crystals. It's like you get them a bag of crystals for each one of your chakras. I got one
right.
myself.
I'd rather touch them and feel them, though. Because I can feel the vibration from them. If they're powerful enough.
Mm-hmm. I got a headache. Oh,
I feel bad now. What is it? Maybe because I'm wearing a couple crystals on my neck?
Yeah, that's what it is. No, I had a trauma when I was younger.
Oh.
I drowned and I was actually pulled out by the hair of my head.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so I've always had a problem with the neck. Not really, but it's one of those things that kind of makes sense now. But I actually did some acupuncture yesterday.
You need to, you know what really works? People are probably like, are we even tuned into this? But you can take two tennis balls and tape them together and lay flat on the floor and put them underneath your occipital bone for like 5-10 minutes, and it should release that back of your neck. That's where a lot of times where you get the headache. You get migraines too?
Not as bad as I used to. I got to stay away from the chocolate.
No, it's not good. I don't eat that much chocolate. I'm not into sweets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my head hurts. It's okay.
Okay. We're just making sure. Maybe I can reach through and help you here. Let me try it.
It's like this. I was just looking at some situations and that kind of thing, and I'm trying to get some insights to a lot of things myself, and it's just driving me freaking nuts. So I don't know what to do. I do, but I don't, but I do. See, it's always confusing things. Sometimes
right.
when you talk too fast, you can confuse yourself.
You must have really gotten inside my head, huh?
I was sitting there looking at the situation going, okay, I didn't have no headache.
I know, see? That's why I feel bad. But I think it has to do with us talking about her, too. Like, that's when it came on.
Oh, so you feel like there's a sense there, too, that I'm freaking out because of her?
Maybe a little bit. You still think about her, though?
Actually.
Yeah. You still have that kind of rubber band thing going on. You still kind of have feelings for her, but you don't want to deal with the whole situation again.
Okay. I like that one.
Because you know that, you know, you don't want to get hurt. I don't know. She probably will do it again.
I guess it's one of those things where we try to deal with people when they try to act like when they're communicating with you like nothing ever happened between the two of you.
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't do that. I didn't cheat on you. I didn't.
Like, nothing. Like everything's great. Everything's kosher.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the truth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's because it's your past. I mean, it's still there, but, you know, when you're hurt and, you know, you think back to that, and it's like, okay, you put your walls up. That's how I am, like, with relationships, because I've been hurt so many times. I'm kind of like, hold on, or I let you in here. But then sometimes I fall too fast. I get tricked, which is stupid. I should know better.
I love people who have a tendency to say things with titles.
Titles. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say. Titles. Like
no,
this
Christians.
Is a, oh.
Christians. People who want to use things. As in, to justify who they are, not realizing, okay, if you're Christian, it's just a belief. It's not who you are.
Right, exactly. It's hypocritical. It's hypocritical thinking. It's like, oh, well, I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay, but, you know, I don't practice what I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone sitter says, I'm Christian and I love everybody. So what you do is you throw a little twist in it, and you're like, because we used to be a couple, so what you say is, okay, do you love me? Now they say it's a trick in some sense of the word, because they're saying they love everyone now, okay? So therefore, if they were not dealing with the feelings how they felt with you,
mm-hmm.
that puts them in a position where they got to say something.
Right.
So how can you sort of look at the situation? And you ask the question, too, why someone's sitting there and go, oh, by the way, I'm Christian. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate when people just throw up, like, stuff like that. I mean, it just gives them, like, well, I mean, I worked with a girl at work, and she, like, oh, I'm, like, real religious. I go to church, and, you know, but she's a wild thing. But,
yeah,
I mean, you know,
well,
she's not... With her religion, she's not supposed to act like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was sitting there talking to somebody, too. I was talking to April, and she texted me at 2:30 in the morning and said, she texted me this. She didn't. See, the thing that pissed me off about people.
That's obvious.
No.
It's 2:30 in the morning. Come on.
Yeah, so I was sitting there saying, hey, you know, I didn't answer because I didn't know about it. I was asleep. And, or I was working or something. I can't remember. Anyway, she texted me at 2:30 in the morning. I'm sitting there going, okay, this is kind of crazy. And then she said, the message was, did I leave my bag? See, now it's time. I was sitting there talking to her.
She wants to be able to get around you to try to person instead of through the text. That way she can kind of like, oh, wait. I'd maybe attack you and kiss you and see if you get that feeling again or something.
Right.
So how's your headache?
Getting worse.
Looks right.
No, what I'm saying is it's like you got an obvious little thing. A person, it's like when people say, okay, what's this got to do with anything? It's the idea of helping people understand one thing. When people sit there and say, okay, do you love me? And then the person writes back and says, not the way you want. And see, they didn't answer the questions.
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question. Not an either or, not
right.
A multi choice, A, B, C, or D.
It's a game. It is. It's a game. It's just like, well, do you care about me? Of course you. I mean, if you're you care about a person. You don't want to see a person get hurt. I mean, I would hope not. I mean, that wouldn't be a good thought to be.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like you say things, but they never respond to them.
Right.
And you look at somebody and say, okay, you're a Christian.
Well, they avoid the questions. That way they're not in the wrong. They just change the subject. But, I mean, it's not just about religion. It's just people in general, too, you know. It's just like, oh, I believe in, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. I mean, you know, you don't want to hurt people, and, you know, I don't believe in all that, you know, I just...
It's like this. And she was sitting there trying. This is what she was trying to tell me. She was saying your spirit guides are feeding you BS about me. Anybody uses the word.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. She doesn't. Well, she doesn't believe in what you believe in, more the fact. She thinks it's more, I don't know. That was an issue with you guys, too, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her parents are really Christian, too, aren't they? Not to bring up the religion stuff, but, you know.
It doesn't matter. It's the ideal. So you sit there and say, well, this is who I am right now. So when people use the term, this is who I am right now, it's like this. I wish people would just shut their damn mouths and stop saying anything until they figure out that every time they say anything, they're just telling you more about them and what they're actually going through and the bullshit.
Right, right. That's true.
Because people say, okay, hey, you know, something can you say on the air? What's too late now?
Well, it's like someone trying to get out of a lie, and they just keep digging themselves deeper and deeper in a hole because they're just
like,
trying to...
You're sitting there talking to somebody, and you're sitting there talking about, oh, for example, you're talking about getting back together and talking about that kind of stuff. Oh, by the way, I'm Christian. And you're going...
That has nothing to do with it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
about
why are you
two
throwing
people
that out
in the relationship.
She would say, I'm Christian. I go, you know, doing this other stuff. I'm like, okay.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Girl, because you're trying to say certain things. And I'm asking you a question. And then you say, no, we're not going to get back together. No, no, no. And then she starts saying things about your spirit guides. You're telling you things about me.
That's because you won't tell her. You won't tell her what they're telling you.
Right.
She,
when she came
in,
she goes, I want
to
know.
She's trying to play reverse psychology on you so you'll blurt out something.
So I came back and said, bye. Mm-hmm. And she was like, when you want to talk to me like an adult, contact me later. And I blocked her on Skype and said, forget it. I said, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking to you later.
Yep.
You had your chance to sit here and, you know, it's like looking at the situation going, what the heck? You know,
yeah,
it's like,
I love you, but not the way
you want me to. It's
right.
The thing. That's the way you want me to.
Yeah, that's how I was with that guy.
Right. But look at the phrase. You know, I don't love you the way you want me to. So therefore, you know how I love you, which means you can't know that unless you love me the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people are like,
"What's
well, come
that?"
It's
head games. It's head games.
Well, what I'm saying is the fact that you can't assess a situation unless you actually feel the same way that you would even know how I feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
That you come back to say that. So therefore, maybe the reason you became a Christian is to avoid everything to the point where you're going down a freaking, like, okay, we'll give you an example. This person was also doing psychic work and being very professional at it, and she's very talented at it, who she refuses to do so anymore in the format that she actually became a Christian to denounce it even further.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a person where we ask them, okay, how do you feel about me? Just sit there and say, I don't love you the way you want me to.
It's because you're
it's
over
another
her.
Diversion.
You're over it. You're over it.
That's true. I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, anybody else out there is trying to figure out
right.
the situation they're going through. It's the idea of understanding this person still loves you as much as they ever did. In the process of these are excuses. These are denouncements.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea of understanding those things.
She's Christian. She feels like she was forgiven of all her sins from God, so then maybe you should do the same for her.
That's right. But, you know, the point is, forget you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the idea of forgiveness. It's the ideal of the truth. And I was sitting there talking to a preacher once before. My brother, who was actually with my ex-wife, he said he can marry her, he can do what he wants to. The point is, it's wrong until he corrects the situation. It will continue to be wrong. You can
mm-hmm.
forgive them until doomsday. The point is, if he continues to live it, then he's not learning from it.
Right.
Okay. So
that's how I was in that relationship. Yeah. That's how
right.
I was in
so
that other relationship.
I'm saying the same thing with her is she's not learning anything because she keeps constantly running from things. Then she goes and does certain things to justify her actions.
Well, that's why she keeps repeating the same thing.
Yeah, she said, I'm a Christian now. And you're like, okay, you still living at home? Are you still sleeping on the couch? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see anything's changed.
Yeah.
You say you're a Christian. It's I was sitting there talking about before was I was sitting there talking about this. And I said, do you really want to get to the point in your life where you have power over your life? Is when you start realizing that titles keep you in a form of lack and limitations.
Plus, it doesn't make you unique to the person who you really are if you are hiding behind something.
Takes away from
too.
The individuality where you
right,
have to feel
exactly.
like you're no longer part of a group to justify your
who
worth.
You are.
Are you worth? Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who am I?
I just want to look at the situation and go, okay, what do you want to do? Well, in the process of having a conversation with her, she kept on asking me a question, but at the same time, she wouldn't answer my question. And she's like, I answered your question. No, you didn't. You sit there and answered it with a statement. It's not an answer. It's like, okay, do you, it's like asking a question flat out. Do you love me? Yes or no? You know, what I understand when people would look at the situation and go, there's different forms of love. Well, then the answer is yes. Isn't
exactly. It? But there's
okay.
such a thing
love
as, like,
love.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, but see, that's bullshit, too.
No, it's true.
Why.
It's true. No, I believe in it. Because you can love somebody, but you can love somebody and you care about them.
Let me explain myself and let me show you my side of the story.
Okay.
I'm a relationship counselor, okay?
Okay.
And I think I have a right to sit there and say bullshit because I've studied it for over 1,000 clients. And
oh,
the ideal,
wow.
it's either you love someone or you don't. Love is expressed in different ways,
mm-hmm.
in different avenues, in different expressions. But love is love. Love is energy.
Right, right.
It doesn't change. Either you love someone or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal of being in or out of love is still love. And
right.
it's just a person who's questioning if they want to be in a relationship or not, but they still love you as much as they ever did. So they sit there and say, well, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure. It's our job to look at them and go, you know something, dude? You're so full of it. Either be
yeah.
here or don't be here. But if you're going to start having this conversation about being in or out of love, go away.
That's a good...
So you can sit there and justify it and talk to me as much as you want,
mm-hmm.
but it's never going to help you to the point of actually confronting what you're running away from.
They just probably want to... starting a new relationship with somebody else.
Yeah, but just look at the situation. Wanting to do something is disrespectful even to yourself. If you can't let a relationship mature and grow and go where it's
mm-hmm.
supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
all you're doing is basically denouncing yourself of finding out more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you jump from this relationship and go, oh, I can't deal with the reflection about myself. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So they don't want to
usually
sit there and
draw that kind of person to you, usually. Kind of.
Well, the reason you draw that person to you is the idea of learning more about yourself, not them.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Everybody's focusing on the people and saying, okay, what's wrong with this person? What's wrong with this person? That person
yeah.
doesn't love themselves.
It's,
I'm sitting in the situation and go, okay, maybe that's my problem. Yeah. So we sit here and look at the situation of a person and say, I'm Christian now. And you're going, I think I need to block this person because this person is just so freaking. They're certain. Because they come back and it's like, I'm tired of people who play the Christian part. Oh, I just want to give you a hug. I'll go hug yourself, okay? And they're like, what's wrong with you? I said, well, you want to go hug the world when you should be hugging yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to sit there and portray to me that you are a loving person, then you have to reflect it as well.
Right.
Or you have to be it.
I quit going to church.
If you're sitting looking at me, I'm just saying, if you're looking at me and saying, I feel like you're confused. I just want to give you a hug.
They're looking for all the what's wrong with you instead of just loving you for who you are. You know, you got to accept the good and the bad, no matter
what. But listen to the situation, too. If they're sitting there looking at me as confusing and they want to give me a hug, what's the reflection back at them about themselves?
They're confused with themselves. Yep.
And they need, yes, and they want a hug, too, because probably at that moment, because in the process of doing these things,
mm-hmm.
they still don't feel any more happy about themselves than they did when they first started.
Hmm.
So here we are, a person to say, I'm Christian.
Hello. I love everyone.
Why don't we sit and go, okay, but you haven't said one thing that makes me more convinced of that. You didn't say anything about yourself. See, Christians, in this one format, it's like sacrifice. Because they said Jesus sacrificed his life.
For
Jesus gave. That's sacrifice.
Right, right.
He gave.
Well, these people sacrificed. Yeah.
But
yeah.
also, we also missed one other thing, too. In the process of Jesus doing what he did, He also rose from the dead. And,
exactly.
And was also reborn. And in the process of being reborn, he let go of everything beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we do the same?
He let go and forgave the people that hurt him. Yep.
Yeah, Christians are sitting there saying, well, you're confused. No, I'm not. Well, you are. And you're thinking all this stuff here is going to make you more of what you was when seriously, you know, okay, what I'm saying, for example, read the Bible. Look at Jesus. Jesus
mm-hmm.
was trying to teach his disciples how to be powerful people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in the boat. We're going across the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus is ticked off because the disciples are going, Jesus, there's a storm going on. Can you stop the storm? And Jesus is like, have I not taught you guys how to do this yourselves? And I'm sleeping. Raise your hand up and say, storm, stop. Because
yeah.
There's a point in the Bible where they're all doing that, and he asked Peter to come out and stand on the water. And for a moment, not just Jesus, but Peter were standing on the water. And we look at the situation real clearly, okay? And we go, boom.
So refreshing
two
yourself.
Human beings walking on water. Why? Because they believe in themselves. They understand the power within themselves that they can create this and be exactly what this. And when they focus their thoughts, they manifest instantly. At that moment, he's standing on the water because he believes he can. As soon as he lost his belief, because there's also another part in the Bible where a lady gets through the crowd, she touches Jesus' clothes, and she's healed. And Jesus turns around to her and says,
"That was blind, wasn't it? Yeah."
I don't know what she was. I just
I
know
she
was healed. And in the process of being healed, she says, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. He turns around and says, no, what heals you is your faith. And
mm-hmm.
So Jesus was not,
yeah,
Jesus was a person
yourself.
That was teaching everybody to have faith in themselves because God gave you dominion and power over.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus came back to remind us of that. And also in the process of the situation, he took our sins, but if you ever look at the description of what sin is described as the lack of. When people have a lack of love within themselves, they have a tendency to do mean things to other people.
Mm-hmm.
When people have a lack of money, they have a tendency to steal things. When they have this, you know, the lack of faith, they have a tendency to walk all over body.
Yeah,
in the process of saying, I'm Christian, you're wrong, smack you with the rod.
Well,
it says in the Bible, spare the rod, spare the... You know, like spoil the child, and they think they have the right to do that, when realistically the Bible is teaching people how to do those things with themselves, and the process of doing those things with themselves and loving each other, loving themselves unconditionally,
right.
They have a tendency to basically outpour to everybody else.
And then
so
judgment on other people, too. I don't like that either, the whole thing with judgment on other people, because you're not the one that's supposed to be judging other people. I mean, even though you can, judge their character, which, you know, just to,
mm-hmm.
for safety reasons or whatever. But you don't judge somebody, because I quit going to church because of people being hypocritical. Like, oh, she was out there smoking a cigarette. Well, then
mm-hmm.
they come out and bum a cigarette off of me, and then, like, I almost get kicked out of a missionary trip or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was smoking
a cigarette.
How do you feel
about it? Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
One thing it says also, like if you look at Jesus, was trying to do was live by example.
Right.
So therefore, and I said, I was like I was saying before, you know, the one thing that baffles me the most is preachers and the idea of how they do the theatrics to get their point across. But they want to look at people who do psychic work and that kind of stuff as being showmen and that kind of stuff. When you sit there and look at it, I mean, I'm sorry, but I never remember Jesus dancing across the stage with a tambourine. Give me money. No, Jesus came in.
Yeah.
No, seriously, think about this. Jesus came into the masses of one particular situation, didn't ask for a dime, didn't ask for nothing. He just sat there and took the bread and the freaking fish and fed everybody.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so therefore he's trying to say, well, the situation, you can do the same thing I did. So it's the idea that I understand certain preachers have a sin to say, well, give me money, and then you'll be rewarded, which is the idea what you put out, you get back. I understand the concept. But at the same time, there's all kinds of different ways of doing that in the process of tithing. And it's not the idea you have to go through the church. If that's what you feel to do, then do that way. But it's something that can be done every freaking day. I actually had a lady who did that before to prove. She said that she would have financial situations and what she do, and she would sit there and say flat out, the universe is a very abundant, prosperous place. And I'll prove it by sending this last $20 to a charity. And then she said every time she would do that, she would get work on what she did would come to her. But she also put things out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't just standing and saying, okay, I'm not getting anything.
Yeah.
She hadn't done anything, when she hadn't really done anything either.
Right.
I mean, because she said, she went out and talked to people and that kind of stuff. It was just the ideal of certain things she did. She did the work. People
right.
knew who she was. And sometimes the work could be simply as just being on the bus and giving somebody advice about relationships.
Oh, is that what you do? Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you do certain things,
right.
it doesn't always mean that you go out networking, as most people call it. No, just the idea of being who you are can actually bring you back everything you ever needed.
Right.
Someone comes to you and says, I saw you on the bus talking to somebody, and I thought, you know, I'd come to talk to you. And I'd like to... So it's like the, what I'm saying is that some people have this really bad situation where they think they have to do all this stuff
for it to happen.
Realistically, what it says is very crucial for you to be yourself. It's the ideal of how you interact with other people. Also has a tendency to gravitate and attract every good thing you desire to you, that we don't have to do anything.
Be more positive, you know. It's who you surround yourself with, too, you know. Also.
It's like with relationships. People sit there and say, "Well, I like to have someone in my life." I said, "Well, quit chasing after it then."
Yeah, you got.
And I go, "What do you mean by that?" I said, I read this book called "The Soulmate Secret: How to Attract the Love of Your Life."
I've read something like that soulmate thing. Yeah.
It says in the book, it's not your job to seek love.
No,
well,
it'll come
job
to you.
Listen.
I know.
It's
I'm
your job. To seek within yourself to remove the barriers that keep you from. So everybody's seeking going on dating services and all kinds of shit.
Yes,
so
I've been on
all they keep. But the universe is saying, all you're telling us is how all you're showing us is the lack of faith in yourselves. The law of attraction says, and this is not a secret thing, law of attraction was around way before the secret even said hello. And actually, I had a friend of mine. It was kind of funny. A friend of mine came in. She goes, "There's this movie called The Secret. It's talking about what you've been talking about for years."
Yeah, I got the book. I read it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started looking at the book, and we look at all these things. And I was sort of saying, "Did you guys catch the thing in it where it talks about the ideal you asked for?" And the middle part. The middle part. It's a very important part here. The middle part says, "Why don't they just change it to the you know this is the universe's part. Why don't they just change it and be very blunt? It says none of your damn business."
Right. Well,
just
yeah.
Just ask for what you want, and go right to the point. Go right to phase three of the idea of
how is it going to happen?
While receiving, not the well, you can't, none of your business how it even happens. It's the ideal.
That's what it
you
is.
you put out there and say, okay, what I want is I want to be in a romantic relationship, and I want it now, and I want it to all fall into place before the end of the month. And I've actually lived this many, many times where I sit and go, okay, what's the common denominator of seeing my manifestations happen quicker? What happened? What did I do or what didn't I do? And the process of these things happening very quickly. Because I had these things that happened very quickly. So I started looking at these things and going, okay, what was the common denominator that put that out there?
You believed in that you were going to have it.
Which netted me the quickest return. So I started thinking about it. The first time I actually manifested a ride home from a bus stop, and it happened in 5 minutes. So I was like, okay, what happened? Well, I asked God and angels. I asked God and angels. I would like to have a ride home. I don't want to sit here at this bus stop. I was very honest. I don't want to sit here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get a ride home and go home.
Right.
I said, I'm lazy or something like that, but I just want to go home. So if you
I've
could just have somebody
before.
Come by, and a, yeah. I said, if someone could just come by, maybe a new client, or an old client, a friend, whatever.
Right.
Just, I want to ride home, and 5 minutes would be good. And all of a sudden, about 5 minutes later, this girl pulls up. She goes, "Hey, Donnie." I'm like, "I hear my name."
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Am I hearing?" So I turned around, and it was this girl. I did a reading for her, I think, a month before. And she's like, "Hey, do you need a ride home?"
Aww.
And I was like, "That's kind of funny." "I do." I got in her car. I said, "Now," I was like, "it's kind of funny how that happened." She goes, "What's that?" I said, "That's a long story." And I remember this girl very clearly because when she came to my shop, she was so freaking freaked out, so traumatized, it actually took me 20 minutes to sit here and talk to her to relax and calm her down before we could actually even do a reading.
Hmm.
And it was like, it was so funny because the girl was like, I've never seen anybody, she goes, I've never seen anybody do that, where they actually looked at me and worked with me before they even sit down and ask me for anything because they were so concerned about me.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I didn't think that was unusual. It was like one of those things, wow, you're traumatized. You're just like whacked out. And you've had every freaking guy in your life who has basically just whacked you pretty much emotionally, physically, whatever. So it was one of those things like that. But I was just saying, okay, what happened that day? Anyway, what was I doing? I remember I went from asking to what, right to the moment of receiving. It was like I was talking about before on the show, I think last week, I was asking people to say, okay, does anybody understand why it's so important to let go? And everybody's like, okay, well, you let go because it means you have faith. I said, well, it's a little bit further than that. What you're actually telling the universe is that moment you let go, you're saying, I'm open to receive the changes I've been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So you're opening to be, you're opening to receive, not just letting go of the situation itself and detaching from it, but that moment you're telling the universe, oh, this person's ready.
I'm ready.
This
yeah.
person is so freaking ready for this thing to fall into place, it's going to freak them out. So I started looking at those situations and started realizing it was the releasement and the detachment, but also forgetting about it. I mean, I just like forgot about the asking part, and I started realizing, I was reading the book where it talks about the idea that when you ask for things, when you send away for things in the universe, when you send things through a catalog,
right?
I write down stuff
right. and put it away, what I want and stuff. I've been doing that a lot lately too.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, with my situation, what happened was I was, a couple of things I looked at later on, when they happened, I only asked for them for one time, and then I forgot all about them.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, they happened and popped in my freaking
life. Yeah, you can't keep asking and asking and asking.
Sure
I mean,
you can if you want.
I mean, you can. I know. I've been calling on the angels.
That's what we've
got to
tell everybody. You can do what you want. It's just
you can do what you want. You just keep on doing it, but, I mean, they hear you the first time, but you might have to, like, like, hey, hear me again. Hello.
Guy. I don't trust this. That was this guy on freaking Skype. Every time I sit and talk to this guy, he changes his name. He's always in a different state.
He's a stalker.
I was like, look at the guy going, this guy's confused. Some people freak me out because of the idea of the situation of other talents.
Maybe he has different personalities.
Well, then if that's the case, I don't want to talk to him. Because I don't.
Oh, jeez, crazy.
So I was saying, no, I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, you know, sometimes you really get passionate about things, about helping other people, but then you have to sit there and pay attention to your own guides. It says, are there certain people in your life that should be in your life, or should they not?
Well, I think a lot of times that you meet people for certain reasons, to either learn a lesson from, or you've known them from
every
the past.
Person, yeah, that's true. Every person that crosses your path, this is why I put it, everything or everyone that crosses your path,
it
happens for a reason.
Exactly, yep.
And if it didn't happen for a reason, then what do you want to do with it?
Right, exactly. You can't force something that's not there.
That is so great.
Mm-hmm. Am I learning anything?
That's weird.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What did I just do?
Did you... You never did turn on the chat room. I don't think you did. Might be
what's
just
that?
Mean. So do you have people on Skype, too, that watch you, or... Like on this? I mean, like, I'm on the telephone with you, so...
I have people everywhere, sweetie.
Well, that's good.
Drives me nuts.
I do, too.
Not really. Not really.
I mean,
oh,
I have people that's a... Oh, my goodness gracious. Hmm. I've
no,
calmed down. Maybe you took and calmed me down and got a headache from it.
You can call me Josie. You can call me Wales. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
No, what I was saying was, it's like... oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
Tell you the truth, I feel like blocking everyone. I really do. I just like, you know, there's some people just irritate me all the time. It's like, you know, I try not to let people irritate me as much as I should, but then again, you know, when you have certain things that happen, that kind of stuff, and the irritation itself, it happens, so you have to figure out why.
Right.
So to ignore it, it's not a solution. To solve it, so it doesn't happen anymore, that's a different situation. And it's the idea of realizing we're always looking for solutions. Like when I sit here and talk about, you know, getting irritated with people who actually have done certain things with me and that kind of stuff like that, it's not the ideal. People have a tendency to focus on the irritations or that kind of thing. What I'm sitting here saying, what I'm trying to say is it's the idea of the work itself, the passion of trying to help people out and say, okay, the reason I'm irritated is because this person wants answers, wants questions, wants guidance, and wants to change their lives, but then they have a tendency to sit there and do one thing.
Nothing.
They justify the life they don't want.
Well, they're just
so are you going to stop doing
behind it? Smoke and mirrors kind of thing. Smoke and mirrors. Yeah, they want one thing, but they're doing something else. I understand. I understand that too. And it's like when you have a gift, you're giving it for a purpose. You know, to help people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't know I was going to be a massage therapist when I first got out of high school. I mean,
the other one too. You ever seen the other one where you sit there? Okay, I was working on a site called random.com where you can see me on video cam.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit there and talk and pre-chat, and then you decide if you want to do a private reading or not. Then I got people coming on and say, are you here just for the money? I said, it's a paying site, dork. is that like a trick question or something?
It's flashing right here. Can you see that?
I'm just saying, well, people don't come on a site where it says $3.99 a minute next to my name and ask, are you here for the money? I said,
yeah.
It's like that.
I mean, you do have to make a living
somehow.
It's ideal
psychic work. I'll
just
say, when it comes to psychic work, you are, like with you and me, even with massage therapists and that kind of stuff, you are not getting paid for your talent.
No.
You're getting paid for your time.
Right,
because
exactly.
And the reason they're coming to you is because you're very talented at what you do,
what
they want to take advantage of, so therefore they're going to compensate for the time. But people don't realize one thing, too. A lot of people
don't
take
lot.
It seriously. What's true is people don't
take
it seriously. Some people don't take it seriously if you don't charge them for it, because in the process, the definition of free means no worth.
Right, gotcha.
So when you look at the situation of giving away, do we give away free readings? No, we don't. We sit down and do sessions for you at no cost. You see how different it is?
Right, I understand,
Right.
What I was going to tell you earlier is this chick was, I was on this one website, and this girl was on, she was in like past, she was hurt, whatever, you know, and was like withdrawn to this abusive guy, and like, I could feel like, oh my God, this guy's crazy, and, you know, he was a bartender, and he owned the bar and made her even pay for her own drink, and she's liking this guy, like, what the hell? And she was just drawn to the abuse. Because she's known it from her when she's grown up and in her past relationship, and she just was always down all the time and like looks down at herself and we were telling self-help. There was someone in the chat room just kept going, what are you talking about? Some lady came on and I she's like, well, it's my birthday and I guessed her age, and there was other people that were psychic on there too, and they were like, that's what I thought too, and you know, this and that. Just trying to get a reading from, you know what I'm saying too.
Right. That's the same thing I was going to.
But just
questioning
that kind of stuff. And this girl was like, well, this is just, are you working with her, or is this just a scream, you know, she was
bullshit,
going off on the chat room, and nobody would talk to her.
Well, I was also saying too, with the situation I was telling you before, I was talking to April on Skype, and I was asking questions. And, like, you want to get back together? Do you love me? These kind of things. And then she came back and said she's Christian. And then she came back and said, your guys are telling you bullshit when I wasn't asking.
Yeah.
That's why I knew at that moment that here's a person who's in denial and bullshitting too, because I was just asking questions. My guys wasn't telling me anything because I never asked them.
I mean, she's just playing games with you.
Right. So
she's
like,
making you think. She's making you think of her now, still, from this all the bull BS, you know. Because she did get under your skin because she knows how to. You know?
Well, that's right. And then I said to her and said, you know something? I need to just step back and block her from the freaking thing completely. Yeah, what's kind of funny was someone comes back and says, okay, when you want to talk like an adult and you give me a call back, are you you can communicate with me later.
That's because she was mad you blocked her. That's because you blocked her.
Well, that's the first thing she came back. She was like, okay, you want to get back together? And she said, well, you said kiss off.
Why don't you just answer the question?
Yeah, go answer the question. And then I came back and said something else. And then she goes, why don't you make up your mind what you want to do? I'm like, why would you even ask that question if it hasn't crossed your mind about getting back together? You would just simply come back. Because what I'm saying is, when people are working with other people and communicating with each other, when I shouldn't say, when you open your mouth and you say something, you tell me something about you.
Right.
Not by what you say, but how it comes across. If you have a person that says, I don't want to be with you right now, in the course of an email, and then at the end of the email they say, this is as far as this can go.
Mm-hmm.
The two, if you look at, it's in the same email, you look at the situation and go, okay, those two contradict each other.
But yeah,
one says
like,
not now, and the other one says this can't go any further. But also we look at the situation of the word, this can't go any further. So they're acknowledging there is something here.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the email and you go, okay, how can we, do we try to figure it out? I think not. A lot of us are going to go there anyway. We're going to sit there and go, okay, I saw it. But realistically, if you're going to go that route, it's not the idea of trying to figure the person out. It's the idea of realizing you're getting confirmation that something does exist and something is up, and that's just good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have confidence within that whole situation. But I think a lot of us are having a hard time with situations, with relationships, because we don't realize that these people actually do like us.
Yeah, that's true. I think because a lot of people put up a shield, too. I mean, you know, because you kind of like, it's all about the game nowadays. You know, I think they just kind of like...
Well, society's got it like this. Society has got this game plan. Because, okay, one thing about self-help books can actually be a hindrance. It's because people start using these books like God.
Like play a game.
It says in this book you should do this or do that. Not realizing that if they're just blueprints, they're just blueprints. That's all they are. It's like psychology. Psychology is a blueprint. But the wisdom that you gain from these things go way beyond it because in the process of taking this blueprint to actually find out more about yourself, you evolve way past the psychology.
And then you move on from those people you would meet, too.
Right. So when you look at the situation and go, okay, what's up? This is when we get back to the point of saying, okay, you want to have a great relationship with somebody, then have a great relationship with yourself. Every time you ask a question, ask yourself the same question, but instead of asking the question of the person, ask the question of yourself. When you sit and look at a person, like, I've heard this before with little girls, this guy doesn't love me enough. He's not doing that. And you're sitting going, why don't you ask the same question of yourself and see what you come up with? Because realistically, the idea of him making you happy is not his responsibility.
No, sure. You have to make yourself happy.
My thing was the idea, we said it like this. Love yourself, and you will attract another person who loves themselves. And then you can take the love that you have for yourself and share it with another.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a mutual situation, isn't it? Then it becomes the symbol of infinity, a continuous energy going back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all understand what the idea, what twin flames is all about. It's a continuous energy. It falls in the category of omega. No ending and no beginning. So the idea of looking at the situation and asking yourself one question. No, seriously, listen to this. Asking yourself one question when you meet somebody and you say, I'm in love with that person. If it's not a continuous energy going back and forth between the two of you, then more likely it's a physical thing.
Okay,
because when you meet your significant other, your soulmate, twin flame, you're going to feel that person before you even go anywhere physically. So when you meet that person, go, oh, I feel some very intense energy here. This is fantastic. This is awesome. You won't get a physical, as some people go, oh, I met this person. There was a tension or a sexual tension. That is a physical connection. If the physical connection happens before the spiritual connection, then it won't last because it's all it is a physical.
Right. I thought I met my twin flame with that guy, but I know he was one of my soulmates. But...
You got to look at the situation, too, of learning experiences. Don't always have to fall in the category of soulmate or twin flame. They could also fall in the category of human concept.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he was. I mean, I mean, because I've just, I don't know.
I think he was just a dork.
That you was, think he was a dork?
Had no faith in himself, so he has to control everybody else.
Well, he was a cop.
Anybody.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, cops always think that they have to be in charge. Not realizing, yeah. I think the best cops I've ever seen was the one who just is who he is. People,
well,
I mean.
He's just a cocky son of a bitch.
That's true, too, but look at the situation like this, okay? We have a lot of people who are cops. We have a lot of people who are paramedics. We have a lot of people who are doctors and all these other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start looking at the personalities of why they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
this is why I always say, when you look at people
mm-hmm.
who are in it for the money
gotcha.
Or the
yeah.
recognition or the fame,
mm-hmm.
they're missing the whole concept of helping people,
yeah.
which means they're not helping themselves.
They're not at their level they should be at. Yeah.
Right, so people who have a tendency to hurt people
yeah.
have already started hurting themselves before they even got there. It's just being a physical manifestation of the how they feel about themselves and the idea of saying I'm just a jerk. I attract a person, a situation, got myself in trouble, malpractice a whole bit, when actually it was a physical manifestation of his own guilt of punishing himself.
Yeah, when he cheated on his wife and he blamed it on her, but they both cheated on each other probably. But
yeah, so when you look at somebody, you go, I know you. I did this the other day. I met this girl named Amy and I loved her. You know, she's just a very loving, sweet person. And she, you know, everybody has their way of doing things, and I just feel like it's one of those things where those personalities come across the most, where some people might think they're playing games, when actually it's just an honest way of expression that might sound look familiar. But I think we also have to sit there and look at the situations, and people say, well, that person crossed your path, so what does it tell you about yourself? Realistically, it's the thing I said to her. You know, when you sit there and look at a person and you go, I'm a great, awesome person, and I know that. And do you know how I know that? Because I met you.
There you go.
You see, so what you're saying at that moment is, I see you. But
so
I
you see yourself.
But what I see is, yeah, I see myself as a great, awesome person, so therefore I can see you for who you are too as well. So
mm-hmm.
won't you just accept that? That if someone really cares about you like I do, the reason I do is because I see myself through you.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it reflects the idea of loving oneself.
Right.
But since I love myself that much, I want to share that love with that person.
Right.
And I just want them to love themselves as much as I do.
That's how I, like, I had a guy friend call me at 3 or 4 o'clock this morning. I hadn't talked to you for like a year or so.
What the heck would he know, man?
No, it wasn't like that. He was just, I knew somebody was sick.
I didn't say that. And I'm saying 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's a great situation I can identify with because I have a friend of mine, too, who has a tendency to call me whenever she feels like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a night owl.
Do I get mad about the whole thing? I said, no, I think it's realistically, that's what friendship's all about, isn't it?
If they need you at that time, you're there for them, you know?
Yes, you're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sit there and tell people the same thing, too. Maybe you don't feel like, you know, you have the right to do that, but if I sit there and say, hey, you know something? Please, if you're going through a trying time,
call me.
Sometimes the trying times don't happen at the most convenient time. So you're more than welcome to call and talk to
mm-hmm.
me anytime you feel like it.
Yep.
You know, I might not be in a good mood at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm still able to listen.
That's right. That's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did. I listened to him, and I figured out, I mean, he's working two jobs, and his dad has got lymph.
Yeah.
Lymph node cancer, and he's going to school full time. And what was that? Was that a cat?
Yeah.
Did you
get out of here?
Meow. Is it a tiger? Is it a tiger cat?
I don't know what it is. I didn't ask. It was more like, shoo, go away.
Oh, Jesus. That's funny.
Oh, I've got a freaking headache. Mm.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry for giving you a headache. I'm calmed down now, and you took it.
mm-hmm.
I guess, but yeah, I under, you have to mm-hmm. be there for. I mean, because that's who you really know who your friends are. You know.
Mhm.
Okay, they're just not acquaintances because they're the ones talking behind your back and like, oh, being your best friend because they just want information or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've known him for years, and I hadn't talked to him for like a year or so, and he's like, well, I haven't heard from nobody, but he
so
called me,
burning.
And, you know.
Unless they're going out.
Mm-hmm.
I go through a lot of candles.
Yeah, I do too. Well,
I'm just saying, like we were saying about before, it's like, sometimes you just want to get across to people and say, you know something, the ideal relationships should be allowed to go wherever they're going to go, because realistically, it's all about finding more about yourself. And if you said to cut a relationship off half stream, you're just selling yourself short.
Right, you're going back and forth.
It's all about you, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's supposed to be all about you, kind of, but that's kind of being selfish, but it's true.
Well, when people tell you they love you, you should sit and take it for what it is.
Right. You know what my dad always told me? This is a very good saying. I just want to say this one thing. He said, Lindsay, you know what? You got to think about you and only you, because you know what? When everybody else around you is gone, who's going to be there for you? You. So... it's kind of selfish, but I mean, it's very true. You got to think about yourself
selfish.
First.
Is
I mean,
it really
it's
selfish.
It's not
it
selfish, but it sounds selfish to some people. That's how some people say it. It's selfish.
I'm saying, you can't honestly love anyone until you love yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, you have to be able to care for yourself. It's just like, and also like providing, like how if you can't take care of yourself, how do you expect to take care of anybody else? Your family. Like, if you plan on having a family or a loved one or, you know, you get married, if you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to, you know, support a family or kids or, you know, it's just going to be a disaster. So, my dad was a very wise man.
It's like, yeah, you're tapping into one's strength, isn't it?
Yeah,
love
exactly.
Is power. Love is strength. Love is everything. When you look at the situation, realistically, we are loving beings.
Mm-hmm.
And to love oneself is also, to me, it's just a natural thing to do. And people who don't are going against the nature, so therefore it's not natural.
It's all coming back to me again. Thank you. I just need if I don't have a lot of friends around here, because I kind of, they're all acquaintances, most of them, and it's like...
You're doing such, yeah.
You know, so I don't know who to reach out to a lot of times to talk about this kind of stuff, because it's all in my head and I'm trying to research and, you know, that kind of thing. Because a lot of people don't, because my ex thought I was crazy, because I mean, like, because of what, you know, what I was seeing and, you know, hearing and that kind of thing. So, but I know I wasn't, but I just kind of like, you know, I would kind of ignore it until he went to bed. Yeah.
I'll just say, when you look at the situations, we had this other day where we were talking about loving somebody. I had some friends that were looking at me like crazy because I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone. And then I was sitting there saying, I really appreciate you. I love you. And she said, I love you too. And then we said, bye.
Yeah.
And goes, well, they said, hey, I thought you liked somebody else.
Yeah, they don't understand the concept. You love that person. You care about that person, you know? I mean, that's what I told him.
I said, I do care about somebody that I would definitely love to have in my life as my girlfriend and look at the potential of more, you know? But
right.
I said, I have this friend of mine that I've known for years, and we do that. We just sit here and say, I love you, I care about you, and she has a tendency to call me up. And I mean, it's kind of funny sometimes when she calls me up at 2:30 in the morning. She goes, you know, I just got done talking, or just something just happened. I just... had to call and tell you about it.
Well, did it happen for a reason?
Yeah, because she looked at me and she was like, hey, this guy, I just got hit on by this one guy, what was it, 2 or 3 times. I'm sitting there going, at 2:30 in the morning, you're telling me this. Why? And she goes, because you listen. I said, okay, I can handle that. That's what
I
did.
Yeah.
I want to, if I could just convey that to everybody I know that, you know,
You can call
me anytime you want because I will listen.
Right. I mean, I have a big mouth. I mean, but I mean, it's just because I want to get across a point before I forget and have a brain fart. That's why I'm calling it, because I relate to the same thing.
Having gas on your brain, but okay.
Well, you know, just like a click where it's like, oh, shit, what was I thinking? What was I talking about? It's like my mind is racing faster than my mouth. So.
Yes. It's the concept of the person who came up with this freaking term was probably an 80-year-old man trying to be funny, and the rest of it, and it's stuck for the last 20 years. I'm like, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? But now it's the norm for people to say, well, I got this problem. I got to a brain fart instead of going, God, it's amazing. Where'd that originate from? And maybe if we did find out, it might really freak us out. Well, we don't want to go there anymore.
But, it's like, ooh, what was that? Stop. And I think it's just telling your brain to slow down and just calm, you know, where are you at? You're going all over the place. But
exactly. I'm just saying, with the situation, how they have a tendency to unfold, we just got to go with the flow on things. Because I was here talking before. See, my biggest thing is about relationships and that kind of stuff, of a constant realizing that one thing we can't do, if we're trying to control relationships,
mm-hmm.
all we're trying to do is control ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives us an indication, realistically, how out of control we are within ourselves, that we need
mm-hmm.
to control the external, because we're not willing to go within ourselves to realize that we're just making excuses for something that's so real,
mm-hmm.
it scares us.
And
it
I think that's what happened with me and that guy.
You know?
That's why I had to let him. That's why I had to let that guy totally go and cut it off, even though it hurt me. But, you know, I had the heartstring pulling, but up in my head, I just had to let him go. I mean, it wasn't in my head, but
right.
it was in my heart that I loved him. You know, it was just like it was a heartstring, mm-hmm. and I was just trying to tell him. I was like, I love you, but. As a friend, I was going to say, I'm not in love with you.
Don't waste it. Also feeding the fear on that situation, too, when people say, I love you as a friend. Why do they do that?
Well, I guess. But, I mean, if I say
They're
I love you, but, I mean, I care about you. How about I should just say I care about you. That way guys don't freak out.
No,
maybe you should just say that.
Saying.
But I mean,
no, I understand
like,
what you're saying,
but
what I'm saying is the term was used already that has to be looked at. Why would someone say, I love you as a friend, if they're not scared, as it might go further than being just friends.
Because I know that I told him I loved him, and I just had to put it out there. And he's like, well, I'm not there yet. Maybe some other time, you know, if it was a different place and situation.
And you took a look at the guy right in the face and said, who gives a shit? Did I ask you if you were there or not? I'm just expressing myself, and now you're feeling
Well, it was text messaging,
why
too.
Why are you feeling like it? Because realistic at that moment, you just told me you're bull.
Mm-hmm.
You are there. Or you wouldn't fear it. People don't fear things that don't exist. They don't run. They don't run away from things that don't exist. They don't sit there and justify or make excuses if something doesn't exist.
I know he loves me. He cares about. I mean, I know he does, but he just doesn't. He wants to play the game.
You know, with the situation at hand, I think with us being on the other end of that whole situation, we need to speak our minds. When these
mm-hmm.
things hit us, and we know for a fact it's full of it.
That's what I did with them.
I'm just saying, we're going to get these people to actually communicate and talk and say, okay, this is what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at the situation. Each situation has to be treated in an individual way. No problem with that, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I have situations in my life where I look at people and I say, you know something? Sometimes we have to give them respect on what they want to do, how they
mm-hmm.
want to perceive, because it's their perception. But it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that the outcome won't be the same. It's just going to go in a different direction that we would have normally gone. But then again, we have to realize, like you said, learn a lesson could be simply not always. Not some people say, okay, you got to learn a lesson. Lessons are learned on many levels.
Sometimes. That's why you keep repeating
it. What I'm saying is, sometimes learning a lesson is to how to avoid.
Right, that's true.
Obstacles.
That's very true. Yep, that's your lesson learned. There you go.
That we don't have to go through every freaking life experience. There are also experiences that keep us from going down that road. What I was saying before, it was like relationships in general, okay? To me, relationships are like this. They're going to go at their own speed.
Mm-hmm.
And what our job is to be open and receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go, they go. Because you really cannot change. It's like, for example, it's like going down the river of life. Okay? As you're going down the river of life, you're going to hit rocks and
mm-hmm.
snags.
And
you're going to get hurt. But you're going to learn how to navigate around those things so those hurts and pains don't happen. But the one thing you cannot change is the speed of the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people try to do with relationships by saying, I'm not ready for this. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry, guys, but see, relationships don't happen. Interactions between two people don't happen unless both want it.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the situation where we've seen situations with relationships where people will look at them and say, well, this person forced himself on me. When you sit there and look at the idea of the person's
perception, you shouldn't have gotten in the bed with them.
Right. No, what I'm saying is even in situations, there was always a fear that manifested into our physical reality.
Well,
okay, we had it. Like, for example, there's a lady who was scared to death of fires.
Mm.
She was always scared her house was going to burn down. And eventually it did.
Yeah.
But they couldn't figure out why. And so they trace it back to her fears that could have actually manifested a situation where it just happened just the way it did.
Or it could have been a past life, too. Yeah. I think you drag that along with you, too. You know, something in your past.
No, it's true. No, that's a fact. Because when they were, when you look at the ideal scientific fact, it's kind of funny how the brain over the eons has expanded, but the percentage of the expansion of the brain is all detailed to memory.
Right, but we don't.
So
we've been trained by society not to tap into it.
Yeah, so what we got going on right now is the situation is that our brain's collecting these memories from our past lives of issues that we never let go back then, because what past life aggressions are good to trace those back to.
Yep. Yep. Oh.
Because, I mean, I was there talking about a particular person in my life that I really care about a lot, and I think it's one of those situations where it's a different situation of disrespect of a person who wants to proceed to go in a direction. I understand that point of view.
You just got to let them go.
But with the situation, every situation is like trying to explain to people what the difference is between letting go and giving up.
Yeah. Well,
giving up is giving up on oneself, but letting go is the ideal. Think about this. Giving up is giving up on yourself, but letting go is opening yourself up to the possibilities.
Right. Letting go is like, I'm done, let you go do your own path, and, you know, just... It's like letting you go out of my heart. Like, I couldn't deal with it no more because I had to let them go. And I haven't thought about them. I mean, I do think about it every once in a while, but it's been like 3 weeks since I talked to him, or 2 weeks.
Oh boy.
No, but I mean, I know he'll call me. He'll only call me when that's the problem was that he only called me when he wanted something. And I said, you're supposed to be a friend. You know, and I just brought it up to him, and then, you know, of course he had to have defense. Like, oh, I'm dating two other people. I said, I don't care about that. I said, I'm dating people too. And I think he just got jealous because I was dating other people when he wanted to date other people, but he didn't really do it yet, and he seen that I was out there.
What's the idea of dating in the first place? Dating's bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Dating's the idea of buying a car.
It's freaking, it's too much, it's like a second job, it's too much work. I mean, I have to take a break every once in a while. I mean, it's like, I got a couple dates this weekend, and it's just like.
I'm just saying, my philosophy is the idea of meeting somebody, committing to it, see where it goes, if it doesn't work out.
Right.
You find out really quickly, and you find out, you actually get answers. But if you're sitting there dating three people at the same time, you're not going to find out anything except where you're confused.
Right.
And actually, the action itself is also a physical manifestation of your confusion that you're actually trying to go. So I've seen it before where I get these six guys in my life, and if I put them all together as one, they'd be the perfect guy.
It's a
lack of faith in oneself that they can actually have that one person,
and
therefore they've attracted six people.
I'm dating different types of guys that I would never have dated just to see if I was on the wrong path. It was so weird because I was on the dating website and I dated that cop, and he was bald-headed. And all of a sudden, I mean, I'm on three different sites, but, you know, I'm very particular.
He was bald.
Don't make fun of my accent.
Do me a favor, sweetie. If you want to continue talking, we got 60 seconds left in the show. Then the show's over with. If you want to give me a call at home, we consider to finish this conversation. I'd be glad to sit down and talk to you about it.
Okay. Do you
The number is 740-500-88.
Hold on. 740-88.
Okay, so 740-500-8863.
Okay. Sweetheart, I'm sorry I gave you a headache. I'll call you if you want me to.
That's right. You should send some healing energy, man, for the headache you gave me.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to. I'll have to smudge you through the phone or something. But, I mean, if you get out two tennis balls and put them on the back of your occipital bone, I'm telling you, it works.
They also say if you throw yourself off a cliff and you hurt your ass, you don't think about your head. So.
God, you watch too many of those things. Like Jackass and stuff. Okay, I'll let you go. So go ahead. I'll call you in a minute.
Just give me. Okay, call me in a minute.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh.
All right, guys, we're going to get back out of here. And you guys have a great night. Thank you for all the callers that called in and that kind of stuff. So check out the archives of all the other shows we've had. I think you're going to learn something from the whole thing. I was actually trying to portray the situation where it's the idea of bringing up ex-girlfriends and the idea of learning more about yourself than it is about them in the situation. I hope we actually got that across. So you guys have a great night. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every night. And you guys have a good night. Bye.